他很喜欢在这个门口呢贴一些东西啊，放一些东西好呀。
My wife Antonia, she loved to put something outside the door.
然后呢，这个Christmas的时候就要放Christmas的东西啊。
In Christmas, there's a lot of decoration.
然后呢，感恩节要放感恩节的东西啊。Thanksgiving
has Thanksgiving decoration.
然后这个夏天要放夏天的东西啊。Summer
has summer decoration.
然后这个冬天过了也要放个冬天的东西啊。Winter
has winter decoration.
我在想说，是不是要告诉那些进我们家门口的说，免得他忘记这个时候是冬天呢，还是夏天呢，还是什么春天呢啊？
I thought it was a reminder to whoever comes to our house what season it is.
那你们知道不知道哈？这个我们中国人呢，这个他已经是不太被美化了哈，被美国化了呀。
Do you know that we Chinese are not easy to be conformed to American style?
那我们中国人呢？你知道我们中国人的习惯是放什么东西吗？
Do you know what's our style?
啊，对联对不对呀？哦 ，OK 啊，那个，所以呢，我们这个中国人，就是有时候我们去，我们不是去探访那些中国家庭啊，或者说我们是去邀请他们来参加聚会。 所以呢，你知道不知道？就是你怎么知道哦？这个这一家呢是中国人呀。So
do you know what's our Chinese style? We have that, what do you say that parallel poster, outside our door. Whenever you visit a Chinese family, by that you can tell it's a Chinese family.
所以我们每次就是看到就是常常他们会贴一个福字，对不对呀？And
you see a big word, black.
然后是这个是黑字写福字，然后这个是红的那个底片好像。The
background is red and then the color of the character is black.
所以呢，有一次呢，我就去敲门说，哎，这是一个福字，我就说一定是中国人，我就敲门了呀。And
one time when I knocked the door, I saw this word on it, so I know this is a Chinese family.
然后呢，我就跟他讲说，他就打开门，他说，我说，哎，这个对不起，他说你这个福字倒过来了呀。
When I knocked at the door and he opened and said, I'm sorry, but I saw the word is upside down.
然后呢，他听得非常高兴呀。
But he was very happy.
他说，哎呦，从天上有福降下来了呀。
He said, well, that's a blessing from heaven.
然后呢，我进去的时候，因为有时候他们会邀我们进去坐一下喝个茶，对不对呀？那我进去的时候，因为他一打开门的时候，我一闻到那个味道，我就知道就是中国人的味道呀。
When I entered and I smelled the smell of tea, I know this is a Chinese family.
然后呢，我进去的时候看到在厨房呢，油油的，那就是中国人了。
And when I saw a lot of oil in the kitchen, I smelled a lot of oil in the kitchen, I know this is a Chinese family.
所以呢，我们讲就说，因为我们现在这些敲门的都是很多都是学生嘛，哈，其实他们刚来，还没有太都被美国这个文化哈啊这个影响，好像我太太一样呀。
I know these are Chinese students who haven't been to United States too long, so they haven't been conformed to the style like my wife.
所以呢，你没有想到哦，中国人呢是很注重啊福。
You haven't thought that Chinese they focus on the blessing.
所以呢，他贴那个福呢，就365天就是那个福呀。
And they put this word on the door 365 days a year.
所以呢，我们也看到，原来在圣经里面呢，圣经也是非常呢注重这个福呀。
But it is also a focus in the Bible.
所以呢，当我们读到诗篇的第一篇的时候呢，其实呢，那个我们在中文的时候呢，他把这个福呢放在第二节呀，最后的第二节。
When we read Psalm 1, we notice that in Chinese translation, the word blessed is not in the first word, but the second verse.
可是呢，当你看这个英文的圣经的时候呢，它把福放在哪里啊？
But when you read the English version, notice the position of this word.
它把福放在什么？是第一个字呀。
That's the very first word.
所以它告诉我们哈，你这一篇的诗篇呢，是讲到一个有福的诗篇呀。
So this psalm is about the psalm of blessed.
然后呢，当我们想到呢，这个福的时候呢，到底有圣经怎么讲这个福呢？是什么福呀？
When we thought about this blessing, we thought about what kind of blessed is that?
那其实圣经呢，在圣经来讲的话，这个福呢，其实呢是很简单，就是说，就是讲的时候就是快乐的意思呀。In
Scripture, it is very simple. It is joyfulness.
而且呢，而且在这里呢，诗篇有第一章哦，讲了这个福呢很特别，他用这个福呢是用这个复数的，不是单数的呀。In
Psalm 1, it is very special. The word is a plural, not singular.
所以呢，他说，当你哦照这个诗篇第一篇来做的话，他说你的福呢不是一个福，他说是好多好多的福呀。
When you walk according to what Psalm 1 says, you have a lot of blessings.
那你知道我们中国人呢，这个我们想到这个福呢， 我们就想要怎么样？就是说，我们真正的福气呢，就是说是讲到，就是说我们要拥有这个，拥有那个。那如果我们有这个呢，我有那个呢，我就有福了呀。
Our concept of blessing is a lot of belongings.
所以呢，有时候我们就拼命去赚钱了呀。
And so we just try to earn more and more money.
我们就抓这个钱势啊呀。
And power.
我们找这个享受啊。
And enjoyment.
可是呢，当我们快乐后，当我们真的有这些东西的时候呢，我们是不是真的快乐？
But we discover that are we really happy after we hold all these things?
我们发现这些东西我们也有呢，我们感觉有时候真是越虚空了。
And sometimes we hold more, and the more vanity we feel.
那当我们觉得我们经济呢越有保障的时候呢，我们觉得我们更需要有这个安全感呀。
When we have some security financially, we feel that we need more.
当然我们有更多的享受呢，我们就觉得我们生活呢很无聊呀。
When we have more enjoyment, we feel like we have more. It's more. 哈哈哈哈哈哈。
Finish. Okay. 所以呢，你知道吗？我们中国很特别啊。你们知道这个是什么东西吗
？Do you know what is this?
红包是吧？那
it's a red bag.
Okay. 这个红包很特别，对不对？所以呢，我们中国呢，就是哈、哦，这个过年，因为要过年了嘛，二月十二号过年，对不对呀？哦，大家过年好呀。那所以很多人就很聪明，就是这个，因为他不敢回东南亚去，因为过年的时候，因为他结婚了嘛，要给红包呀，所以呢，最好过年以后才回去呀。
We know that red bag is specially for the Chinese New Year festival, and we know a lot of Chinese say they dare not go back home during the festival season. They plan to go back after the festival.
所以呢，你知道我们中国的过年哦，以前呢，我们小的时候，我不知道你们了哈。我们小的时候就是过年的时候，你知道我们看到你的时候，我们说什么话
？Do you know what's the first word we say every time we see each other after the festival or during the festival？
所以呢，我们
May you be blessed financially.
Yeah, financially. 所以呢，你看呢，就是呢，我们看到就是说，哎呀，就是很小的时候就说恭喜发财，他说恭喜发财呀。OK， 表示说呢，去年没有发财，今年希望可以发财呀。
So it's something like wish you to be rich, wish you to be rich, and that means that you are not rich enough last year.
可是你没有发现哦，后来呢，我们恭喜发财有没有常常在用啊？现在
？But you certainly discover that we also use it very often now.
OK， 可能有些人还在用，对不对呀
？Someone uses it too.
那如果他在用的话，已经是过期了呀。
It means it's passed away.
那我们现在用什么字啊？
Do you know what kind of words we use today?
有人讲我听到一个声音，叫新年怎么样？新年快乐，对不对呀？
And now
we use 讲说新年快乐。
The modern version is Happy New Year.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们懂了，我们中国人用这个字的话，我们懂了，原来呢，你发财呢就不一定怎么样，不一定快乐呀。
So why this transformation is because.Probably someone realized that to be rich is not necessary to be happy.
所以我有这张叫做恭喜发财呀，哈，这是过期了呀。
The word on the envelope says that wish you to be rich.
所以呢，我们就知道说，中文知道说，原来呢，我们清楚了，我们这个时代说，原来不是说我很多钱的话，我就是等于是一个有福人一样。
So now we realize that richness is not equal to happiness.
那到底呢？按照圣经来讲说。怎么样是真正一个有福的人？怎么样是一个真的有快乐的人呀
？So what is truly a blessed life in the scripture？
所以呢，他说第一节就讲一个，他说什么呀？一个有福的人哈，就是呢能够哦拒绝罪恶呀。
So verse 1 says that a blessed life is a life that rejects things。
那我们知道呢，这个很奇怪的，这个呢罪恶呢跟这个快乐呢不能够和一起存在一起呀。
So it seems here that things cannot be co-equally exist withhappiness.
因为呢，罪呢是破坏幸福的一个根基啊。
And sin will destroy a blessed life.
而且呢，罪呢是制造一个痛苦的制造者呀。
And it is a source of pain.
所以呢，你看呢，在这里呢很特别，他讲到怎么样，三个不。
So there are three no here.
所以他说呢，表明了这一个人呢拒绝罪的话，是很坚持的说不，我不这样做，我不从，我不跟，我不做。
So that's a very firm rejection that do not work, do not stand, do not sit.
而且呢，可是我们人呢，常常呢，就是说，我们呢，有时候对这个罪恶的拒绝呢，可能呢，我们会记着一次，或者第二次，可能第三次我们不拒绝。有些人更糟糕，就是他拒绝呢一次 ，OK， 第二次呢他不行，第三次他不行了呀。
But very often that we do not reject things firmly. Sometimes someone rejects once, someone twice. But after all, sometimes we compromise.
所以呢，就是说，因为呢，你在这边圣经这边讲啊，就是说，当哦你能够拒绝罪的时候呢，他说你真的是有福了呀。
The scripture here says that when you truly reject things, that you are blessed.
你知道在以前美国有一个口号呀。
There's a slogan here in U.S.
那这个口号呢，也是好像从这个圣经里面拿出来，我不知道是不是从这个圣经里面拿出来啊。
It is from this scripture. I'm not sure.
他说呢，就是这个口号，就是说是以前的一个以前的这个总统呢，就是Ronald Reagan 的太太 Nancy Reagan 开始的呀。
It's the wife of the president Ronald Reagan.
那他的开始一个口号什么？因为当时呢，在美国呢，这个毒品呢很流行呀。
At that time, the use of drugs is very common in the U.S.
所以呢，这个小孩子的年轻人他们在吸毒呀。
And even child and teenagers.
然后他就开始一个口号，这个口号什么怎么样？他说，就说你要对这个毒品怎么样说什么 ？OK， 就是说不对不对？就是 no 对不对呀？什么
？Let's say no to drugs.
就是说他就说告诉说，凡是呢有人说要给你毒品，你要不要
？Whenever someone approach offer for a drug.
OK， 他就说会 no，OK、
okay,
no，OK、okay, 一直讲 no 对不对呀 ？OK， 所以就是要讲 no 对不对呀？所以呢，他有个原则，就是说你要拒绝，你要拒绝第一点呢，就是说你要先从你口里面说 no， 我就是不要，我就是这个不要呀。
So the principle here is to say no。
那问题呢，人哈、哦，就说如果你第一次哈、哦、拒绝的时候，第二次拒绝怎么样，就怎么样，就比较容易呀。
It's not too hard to say no for once or twice。
所以呢，然后呢，很特别的哈、哦。就是说当你不拒绝的时候呢，这个罪的势力就把你抓住了呀。
If you do not reject that, the power of evil will catch you.
我记得我以前很爱赌博呀。
I remember that I used to be a gambler.
然后呢，你就说哎，要不要赌博啊
？And someone approached to me say, "Do you want to gamble?"
我说好吧，就去赌啊呀。
I saw it and I said, "Okay."
那赌博就是几毛钱，每天我们小的时候没很多钱。
And usually that's $1.
然后呢，我就想说，我说我很讨厌，因为每天呢都要问父母亲要钱呀。
But it's a hard thing to ask money from parents.
所以如果赌博的话，我胜的话，我就不要问父母亲了呀，我就可以买我爱吃的零用东西呀。
If I won in a gamble, then I don't have to ask money from parents. I can buy things.
所以我说，所以我不说不的时候，然后第二次又在问我去赌了呀，钱输掉了呀，然后第二次他又找我有钱，他说要不要再赌呀？
If I didn't say no for the first time, the second time he will approach me again and say, "Do you want to gamble?"
我说
have to go.
我说要呀。
I said I will.
Okay. 然后第三次他再问我了。
And the third time comes.
所以我说我也要。
And I said yes.
Okay. 那你知道第三次以后啊，我就已经上瘾了。
After three times, I was addicted.
所以呢，就说很奇怪，犯罪是这样，第一次犯罪呢，有点怪怪的呀。
So it's actually all kinds of things follow the same pattern. The first time, you feel guilty.
所以呢，我在那边赌博呢，总是往后面看呀。你知道吗？因为不知道谁
I look backward.
是不是警察要来，我爸爸妈妈要来了呀，总是往后面看呀。
See if there's any police or parents around.
然后第二次赌博呢，就是我往前看。
So the second time I gambled, I looked forward.
第三次赌博呢，我不管了，就是赌吧呀，快就整个人投入进去赌了，不吃饭什么都没有关系，就赌了呀。
The third time I gambled, I don't see anything, just money power.
所以呢，你就可以看到这个很可怕。就第一次呢，你说不要犯罪的时候呢，你去犯的时候不太舒服。第二次呢，你去犯罪的时候，觉得说有点点还是怪怪的。第三次呢，觉得很平常。第四次呢，如果你不做的话，就不觉得不正常呀。
So the first time you sin, you feel guilty. The second time maybe a little bit, but less. And the third time you feel it's normal. And after the fourth time, if you don't sin, you feel it's not normal.
所以呢，当你看到这现在圣经在讲，他说不做恶人的计谋，然后不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
So the scripture here says, does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
所以呢，他说这个罪很可怕。他说呢，先开始呢是计谋，第二呢是道路，第三呢是座位啊。
So the thing first is the counsel, and then the way, and afterwards the seat.
所以呢，比如说这个罪呢，就是说它像一个火这样，一开始是一个小火，然后开了一直炎，然后它就扩呀。
It's just like a fire burn greater and greater.
所以当这个火扩的时候呢，很难控制，可能很难把它收回来呀。
And it's very very hard to control.
所以呢，而且呢很特别，他说这边哈、哦，开始的时候，他说你犯罪的时候呢是怎么样？犯罪的时候是计谋，计谋是在思想，想说要去犯罪。
In the beginning, it is a counsel, it's only in your thought.
然后第二呢，道路呢，就说你就去做了呀。
And the second is in the way, then you are actually doing it.
然后第三呢，作为什么做？作为说，现在呢，我不但自己要犯罪，然后呢，我也跟他们开通工会，我们一起来讨论怎么犯罪呀。
And the third is the seat. That means there's an assembly of sinners.
所以你就可以看到那个罪的很可怕。开始的时候可能是别人引诱你犯罪，然后呢，你想说，哎，这个也蛮好的，你去犯罪了，然后你去做了，做了以后你也是说同意说你们犯罪是很好的，我也要一起加入，我们一起去讨论怎么样来犯罪这个罪。
So you can see how awful it is. First you think about it, then you actually do it, and afterwards you enjoy it.
所以呢，我们可以看到，就是说我们哦信主的人哦，如果哦。我们哦，还是活在犯罪里面，我们是真的是很痛苦的。
So you can see that if after we believe Jesus Christ, we still live in sin. It's a very painful thing.
所以呢，我接着说，所以我们要想说，我怎么样能够脱离这个过犯罪的生活呀
？How can we be away of this kind of life?
那我们来看哦，一节圣经哦，我们看这个啊，约翰一书哦。
Let us read First John.
约翰一书，我们看这个啊，第三章第九节哦。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
就是在启示录的前面哈，就是约翰一书哈
，Right before Revelation，
啊，三章九节哈
，Chapter 3 verse 9。
如果我们翻到了，我们一起来念好了。
We read together。
如果翻到，我们一起来念好不好？凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他。他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。OK， 好。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
虽然我们看到原来一个人能够弃绝罪哦，不是因为靠他的修养。
So that we can see that if one can reject sin, it's not because of his education.
也不是说靠他本性学了很多的知识呀。
It's not about his knowledge.
他说：“只有呢，靠怎么样？靠主耶稣呀。”
It is according to our Lord's grace.
他说：“当你信主耶稣以后呢，你接受主耶稣的时候，耶稣呢就给你这个新的生命呀。”
After you receive Jesus Christ, He will give you the new life.
然后你有这个能力呢，你能够胜过罪恶呀。
And the power to overcome sin.
我常常听到这个啊，王淼讲见证呀。
I often heard the testimony of Brother Wang Miao.
王淼，你以前是不是很喜欢抽烟？是不是
？He likes.Smoking.
你以前开始抽的时候是抽一支还是抽一包还是抽一包？
刚开始抽一包，后来抽两包。
后来你抽最高的记录是多少呀？
两包烟一天。
哦、oh, ，OK、yeah.。
When he begins, it's one catch a day, and end up with two catches a day.
所以你后来有没有办法停掉呀？
停不掉。
Will you be able to stop it afterwards?No,
你没有靠你自己的修养把它停掉呀？
曾
经试过，有没有成功呀？
So by your own pursuit, have you ever stopped it? No, never.
那后来你怎么样戒烟的呀？
So how could you stop it? Then and thank the Lord.
Okay, 所以我们看到王淼他有很好的见证呀，他常常讲就是说他能够。为什么他能够脱离呢？这个捆绑呢？他说呢，不是靠自己呀 ，OK， 不是靠他本人，也不是靠他修养，他是靠怎么样？信的耶稣呀，耶稣给他新的生命，他能够胜过呀。
So we saw that Brother Wang Miao have a very good testimony. He can get out of this. It's not because of himself, but our Lord.
那当我们这边我们就可以看到，就是这个第一点就是可以弃绝罪哦。第二点呢，他就说，当你要成为一个蒙福的，他说要喜悦耶和华的律法呀。
The second.Point about to be blessed is to love God's word.
那我们知道就是说，原来呢，在一个有福的人，不但他恨了罪，他也有所爱的呀。
A blessed one is the one not just rejects things, but also love God's word.
那他的所爱呢，常常跟这个世呢是不太一样的。
Yeah, what he loves is a little different.
那他所爱的时候是爱这个神的话语呀。
What he loves is the word of God.
那我就在思想说，为什么哈？这个人喜爱哦神的话语哦，为什么会成为一个快乐的人呢
？Why the one who loves the word of God was a happy one？
那我就读到说，原来哈，当我们读圣经呢，会产生哈一个的果效呀，会产生一个后果呀。
So there's some kind of effect after we read the scripture.
如果我们看这个哈，罗马书哦，十章哦，第十七节哦，罗马书十章第十七节哦。
Let us read Romans chapter 10.
如果你翻到这个啊，罗马书哦，第十章哈，新约哦，十章十七节哈。第十号呀，第十号呀 ，Chapter Ten 哦，第十章哦，十七节哦
，Verse 17，Chapter Ten，Verse 17。
嗯，所以我们翻到，我们一起来念好。他说：“可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。” OK， 我们就停在这里哈。所以呢，这边讲了，他说，当你读神的话语之后，他说有一个产生一个结果呢，他说会产生呢，你对神呢会怎么样？有信心一样。
So you can see that the effect after reading the word of God is faith.
所以呢，我们可以看到，就是说，信是什么？信就是说，神怎么说，事情呢就怎么成。
So what is faith? Faith is to believe that what Lord says, He will fulfill.
而且呢，很特别，他说，当你喜欢读神的话，你很爱读的话的时候，他说你会产生另外一个结果呢，就是说，你会呢常常去思想这个东西啊。
Another effect that you will often think about this thing.
所以呢，他说也可以这样讲说，你很喜欢，你很喜欢周围思想一个东西，所以你很喜欢这个东西，或者说你也可以说你很喜欢这个东西，所以你自然会周围思想，所以它是有个连贯性的呀。
So there's an internal relationship about you love something and you think about it.
那我以前我记得我跟我太太谈恋爱的时候呀。
I still remember the days where I'm dating with my wife.
那我大概一个礼拜呢，大概写差不多三四封信给她呀。
So I wrote about three or four letters to her each week.
然后呢，她呢，最多呢一个礼拜写一封信给我呀。
So, but she wrote me at most one letter.
所以呢，那而且呢，我写的特别长。
And I wrote very long letters.
然后呢，她写的只有很短，就是只两三句话呀。
But her letters were very short, just one or two, three or four.
所以呢，我收到那封这个情书啊，那么短的一个情书啊呀，我就读了又读啊，读了又读啊呀。
So after I received her letter, I would just read again and again.
而且呢，我每一个字呢都在思想，就好像读圣经一样，说这个字什么意思啊？这跟我什么关系啊呀？
So actually, every word, I'm guessing what true meaning it is.
然后呢，我又把它买了，就是有一个很漂亮的这个 folder 呀，我把它放在里面呀。
So I bought a very beautiful folder and put the letters in it.
然后呢，我常常拿出来看呀。
And often review it.
然后呢，晚上我也在想这个东西呀。哎呀，就是他什么意思啊？呀，他说他很想我，是不是真的想我呀
？So I often just thought about it at night. Did she truly mean she thought about me when she said?
而且很奇怪，做梦哎，有时候也会梦见。
So strangely, in dreams, I saw her too.
所以呢，很奇怪的，当你很喜欢一个东西的时候啊，你有个自然产果，结果就你会去思想这个东西呀。
So strangely that when you love something or someone, you will think about it.
所以呢，如果你很喜欢神的话呀，会有自然一个产生一个结果，你会常常想神的话呀。
If so, same. If you love God's word, you will think about it.
所以呢，可是呢，当我们不去想神的话语的时候呢，我们的信心呢就减少了呀。
And if you do not meditate on Lord's word, your faith will leak away.
所以呢，我们呢就不会遇到事情就不会想到神，不会靠神呀。
And when things happen, you will not think about God.
所以呢，你知道现在哈，我们这个世界哈，我们周围哈在思想什么东西呀
？What do we think day and night in this world?
那每一个人不太一样呀。
Everyone's different.
不过我知道，起码有点大家很一样的事情呀。
But there's one thing that should be common.
所以有些人呢，他常思想他的股票呀。
A lot of people they thought about their stock.
所以呢，这个股票呢，这个很特别的，因为股票嘛，这个很多人都买股票啊。那个他呢就想说，哎呀，这个股票会不会上，会不会掉呀？他天天在想这个东西啊。
The special thing about stocks is there will be up and down.
然后呢，而且现在有那个手机电话挂在这里啊。
And a lot of us have cell phones.
他一看的时候就说，第一下说，哎呀，股票糟糕了，掉了呀。
So he will look, oh, it's down.
但是不要卖啊，是不是要怎么样办啊？
Do I have to sell it or do something about it?
所以呢，他变成了他的信心是信心建立在哪里啊？
So what kind of faith he has?
就建立在他股票上面呀。
It's kind of on the stock.
所以呢，他不是依靠怎么样？不是依靠神，他是完全依靠了他的股票呀。
So he relied on the stock, not on God.
我不是说你不要买股票 ，OK？ 对不起啊。
I'm not saying that you cannot buy stock.
OK， 因为我做的这行业也是跟股票有关系的呀。
Actually, my job has something to do with stock.
只是说呢，你这个人呢，就是完全被他的一生里面都思想就是股票的东西呀，没有别的东西在他心里面呀。
But someone, their whole life is occupied by stock.
而且呢，有些人他不一定是想股票呀，他一生他思想不是股票。
For someone else, maybe it is not stock.
他想呢，就是说，他想呢，是想到他的孩子呀。
But maybe their children.
我不说你不要想你的孩子啊，因为我要生一个小孩，我也知道呀。
I'm not saying that you cannot think about your children.
他呢，从早到晚呢，都想了怎么孩子怎么孩子呀，可怎么孩子呀。
But for them, day and night, the only thing in their mind is their kids.
虽然他没有时间读神的话语。
So they have no time for.
他没时间祷告。因为
他
都一生为孩子做
Everything is for the children.
后来我觉得好像呢有时候不是很值得呀。
So sometimes I thought it is not worth it.
因为很多人告诉我呀。
But a lot of people told me that.
他说呢孩子呢到18岁的时候就离开了呀。
After they are 18 years old, they will leave.
他说呢如果他 Thanksgiving, 感恩节哦 Christmas 能够来他是一个好孩子呀回来看你的话。
So if he's a good one, he will return on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
要不然是你老人家要去看他呀。
Otherwise, you have to go visit them.
而且你去看到他不一定有空。
And even you come to visit them, they might not have time.
而且呢，千万不要住太久。
And don't just stay too long.
所以呢，你知道吗？就是说，我们发觉就是说，有小孩呢，就我们把这个我们的愿望呢放在小孩子的身上，我们把我们的信心建立在我们的小孩子身上呀。
So if we put our faith and hope on our kids.
那有些呢就是怎么样把他的信息思想的东西呢他就把他想的东西呢建立在怎么样建立他的房子上面呀。
And someone else they put all their hope and faith on their house.
他买一栋房子他再买另外一栋呀。
After he bought one, he thought about another.
他再买第二栋呀。
And another.
第四栋呀。
The fourth one.
他天天想的都是这个房子呀。
His mind is occupied with the house.
可是我们知道这个房子很可怕了呀，上跳跳，他虽然信心也是跟这样上上跳跳呀。
So we know it's very awful because the price of a house is jumping up and down.
所以呢，神呢告诉我们呢，基本的就是说，当好你呢读神的话语的时候呢，你呢你的信心呢，你一生的生活呢，一生的靠呢是依靠神呀，你不是依靠股票，你不是依靠你的孩子，你不是依靠你的房子来过你的生活呀。
So the basic here is you read and meditate the word of God, that your faith is on God itself.
股票呢会掉，这个孩子呢可能他会不理你，可能呢你的房子呢也会掉。
And stock may go down, your children may leave, and your house may, the price of house will go down.
可是呢有一个东西呢是永远不改变的。
But there's something never changed.
神不改变的。
God will never change.
你可以抓住他。
You can hold on him.
所以我们知道我们最近这个不是有开始读旧约吗
So you know recently we start reading the Old Testament
就是从创世纪一直读
From Genesis and on
那现在我们是读到这个应该是马拉基书要读完了对不对呀
So now we are about to finish the Old Testament the book of Malachi
所以呢很多人可能开始有好的开始呀
So I hope a lot of us can have a good starting
可是呢有时候很读到一半他就停下来了
But some of us, they stop right in the middle.
所以呢，我们应该呢继续维持，继续读下去呀。
I hope we can keep on.
Yeah. 所以其实我跟你们一样也是很忙的呀。
I'm also very busy, just like you.
所以你知道我这个读这个旧约是在哪个时候读的吗
？Do you know what time I use to read the scripture?
我是这个吃午餐的时候读的呀。
I just use my lunch hour to read the scriptures.
Yeah, 所以我午餐呢吃了半个小时，然后另外半个小时我就去读这个圣经呀。
And usually that's half an hour for lunch, and the other half an hour I would just read the scripture.
所以我觉得读很快就可以把旧约读完呀。
And you can go through Old Testament very quick.
然后你读的时候，你可以去思想很多神对你要讲的话。
And after you read, you can meditate.
那我还在讲就是为什么除了就是说你这个读神的话，对你的信心呢，你会依靠神呢，不依靠别的东西还有另外一个地方当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们可以发现呢，圣经呢给我们很多很快乐的事情呀，很有福的东西呀。
And also that when we read the scriptures, we can discover that there's a lot of blessing in it.
比如我举一个很简单的例子一样。
A simple example.
你知道吗？我们现在对这个身体健康很注重，对不对呀？
You know that we think highly about our own health.
所以呢，其实呢，很多健康的东西在圣经里面有提到呀。
But a lot of them you can find sources in the scripture.
那我们是最近来讲，就在医学上面，他就说不要吃肥肉，对不对呀？
So you know the recently the medicine science told us that do not eat too much fat.
所以这个圣经很早就讲了呀，在这个旧约就讲了不要吃肥肉呀。
So very early it's recorded in the scripture.
所以你就说哦，不要吃肥，那就不要吃嘛。
So if you follow the teaching,
对不对？然后圣经说哈，他说你不要寒日到寒怒啊，到日落啊。
And also scripture says, do not hold your anger till the dark.
所以呢，那我生气的时候，那怎么办呢？就是哎呦，太阳要下山了，那我就要停下来呀。
So when I'm angry, or when the sun sets, I know I have to stop.
因为我们现在知道很多的病呢，都是跟我们怎么样情绪很有关系的。
Yeah, we know that a lot of diseases have relation with our mood.
所以我们很紧张啊，我们常常生活不高兴啊。产生很多的病出来呀。
If you have a lot of anger, a lot of tension, you will have a lot of disease.
所以呢，你知道，在这个读神的话语，他说这个叫什么？叫做喜爱，或者说应该说是这个默想神的话语呀。
So actually, when we read, you should love the word of God and meditate upon it.
你知道这个叫这个叫什么叫默想神的话语吗
？Do you know what is meditate on it?
后来我跟我太太，我们上个礼拜呢，我们去参加这个怎么生小孩的课呀。
So last week, me and my wife went to a class for how to deliver a child.
他说呢，他有教我们一个东西。他说你需要，因为你生小孩很痛，然后他说你需要学习一个东西呢，就是学习怎么样，怎么 relax， 怎么放松呀。
One lesson is.To deal with the pain through the delivery, and because there's a lot of pain, so they tell you need to be relaxed.
他说怎么样可以放松？他说你要去默想。
How to be relaxed? They say you need to meditate.
他说默想什么东西？
What to meditate?
他说看你什么喜欢什么东西，就默想那个东西。
Whatever you love, you meditate on.
然后他说那个人讲，他说他是喜欢海滩。
So someone say someone likes beach.
他说呢，他就很痛的时候，他就想到说，哎呀，他现在是在海滩的旁边呀。
So when he or she is in pain, then she will just imagine she is by the beach.
他说呢，听到那个风浪呀来了。
I heard the wind.
然后听到那个沙的声音呀。
And the sound of the wind.
他说他就好自然好，就不痛了呀。
So that she will feel that so natural and so good and don't feel the pain.
所以呢，他是说，他意思说，就说你思想一个东西，他说会影响你整个人会怎么样反应呀
？So the point here is what you meditate will just affect what your reaction.
所以呢，现在很多公司呢也强调，就说你生活压力太大了，你每天这样赶啊上啊干了赶啊下，他说你要学习呢这个呢 meditation， 就你要学习呢就是你要去默想。
So a lot of companies now have class of meditation also to help to reduce the pressure.
虽然我们可以看到，就是说最好的默想了，你默想神的话。
But the best meditation is meditate on the word of God.
因为当你读神的话，很奇怪的，我有时候早上读神的话的时候，我不知道为什么，我读神的话的时候呢，我觉得很奇怪，我好像呢，一个人哈，好像呢就打了10个小时的大气拳。你说就是很轻松，就是说你很难讲，就是说很你觉得你整个人很就是很释放的样子呀。
I had this experience that when in the morning when I read the word of God, I feel like I just played Tai Chi for 10 hours and just feel so relaxed.
那这是第二方面的祝福啊。我们看这第三点哈。
Second area.
他说第三点呢，他说呢，当你得到神的祝福以后，是不是？他说你应该呢把这个祝福呢分享给别人呀。
The third part is after you're blessed, share the blessing.
那他用一个树呢来表达呀。
So the picture here is about a tree.
那树呢，树是最美丽的时候呢，是它最成熟的时候。
And the most beautiful time of a tree is when it is mature.
那这个树呢，最成熟就是它能够结果子的时候。
That when it can bear fruit.
然后呢，我们知道说这个果子呢是愿意呢让别人来享受。
And the fruit is for others.
虽然我们可以看到哈，原来呢一个人呢，当呢他认识主的时候，当他依靠主的时候，他蒙福的时候呢， 原来呢神呢要在他身上工作，使他蒙福呢，别人呢也可以因他呢能够蒙福呀。
So when someone know the Lord and blessed by the Lord and rely on the Lord, and the Lord will use him as a vessel to bless others.
那我们知道保罗呢有引用他说，告诉他说，耶稣说什么是怎么样，比受怎么样更愿有福呀。
And you know that one time Paul quoted Jesus said that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
可是世人的福呢不是这样的。
But the blessings in this world is not like that.
世人福呢是要把你从你身上夺过来呀。
Yeah, it is to receive more than give more.
然后呢，把你身上夺过来之后呢，他就说就要自己保留，不要分享给别人呀。
Take it from someone else and keep it.
而且呢，很特别，就是当我们呢得到这个福的时候呢，我们呢跟人性呢就脱离了。
And when we have some kind of blessings, we are getting away and away from others.
所以我记得我们家就是我们家经济还可以，我们小的时候呀。
I remember that in my youth that our family kind of wealthy.
然后呢，我父亲呢很怕人来找他。
And my father was very afraid that someone could to visit him.
你知道为什么我父亲很怕人来找他吗
？Do you know why?
你知道是什么？借钱啊。
Because he afraid that someone will come to borrow money.
他不肯借给别人啊。
He's not willing to borrow money to others.
所以呢，他人家来的时候，他就很生气，就跑去说骂他，叫他走呀。
So he don't like people to visit him.
然后呢，有一次呢，我很难过，因为我姐姐呢要回来去看我爸爸呀。
One time, my sister came back and to visit my father.
那我姐姐呢，嫁给一个没有钱的一个丈夫呀。
And my sister's husband was not very.
虽然他有一天这个要回来看他嘛。
So one time my sister came back to visit my father.
那我爸爸又紧张起来了。
So and my father kind of had tension.
他说：“哎呦，这个他又是不是想回来要借钱啊
？”So he's afraid that if she came back to borrow money.
虽然变成了一个人的蒙福的时候呢，蒙到财富的福的时候呢，他要把一人怎么样？隔得越来越远越好呀。
So times the earthly blessing just separate us from others.
可是呢，在我们信主的人呢，不是这样。我们信主的人，我们得福的话，是让别人更蒙福呀。
But to us, those who are blessed by the Lord, our blessing is also for others.
那你们知道啊，最近美国常在谈这个9.11的事情呀。
You know, recently that there's a lot of talking about the 911.
然后你知道啊，就是有四个飞机不是掉下来吗
？You know that four planes crashed.
那有一部飞机呢，就是United Airlines， 它是从这个 New Jersey 飞到这个 San Francisco 去呀，上班时呀。
You know that one United Airlines plane is from New Jersey to San Francisco。
那他们是啊，原来就是93号这样飞过去呀。
Yes, flight 93。
然后呢，很特别，因为他们呢是飞到就是说从这个New Jersey 之后飞到这个 Ohio 这个 Cleveland 的那个地方呀。
They fly from New Jersey to Cleveland。
然后呢，后来从 Ohio Cleveland 他们就转回来呀，就是要往东岸这个方向转。
And turn back from Cleveland and to the East Coast.
那当时他们已经那些已经在飞机上面已经就把一些人分开，有些人在前面，有些人在后面这样呀。
And during that time, on the plane, there's the people there are separated. Some are in the front and some were in the left.
所以有个人的名字叫做这个 Todd Beamer 呀。
There's one whose name is Todd Beamer.
那他呢？就因为在飞机上面有那个电话，你可以打电话，就打电话呀。
Because he had a cell phone, so he called.
所以他打电话的时候呢，他因为不知道为什么他的那个信用卡不 work 呀，因为你要打电话就用信用卡来弄吧，对不对呀
？But his somehow his credit card is not working.
所以呢，他的信用卡不 work 的时候呢，那刚好那边呢有个接电话一个女的就接了他的电话呀。
And an operator actually picked the phone.
他就告诉他们说，我们飞机被人家切了，对不对？然后呢，你要报警打911呀。
And he told the operator that our plane was kidnapped and called the police.
那别人有手机电话，也打电话到他们家人里面去呀。
And there are other ones who called home by cell phone.
所以后来呢，他们就发现原来有别的飞机已经就是开到这个世界这个贸易中心这个地方呀。
And eventually they find out that the other planes have already crashed.
所以呢，他们想说 ，OK， 我们这个飞机呢。也可能呢要撞到什么地方去呀、啊、
So you know that this plane will crash somewhere also.
所以呢，这个人就是这个Todd呢 Beamer 呢，这个人呢，他就说哈，他说呢，我们呢要怎么办呀
So the man Tom Beamer thought what we need to do.
所以呢，他就跟那个接电话那个女生说，他说这样好了，他说呢这个东西呢，他说我们一定要做一些东西啊。
So he told the operator that we have to do something.
所以他就说，而且还我说我们就一起祷告呀。
So he said, "Let us pray."
所以他们就祷告，然后后来又用主祷文来祷告呀。
So he prayed and prayed the Lord's prayer.
然后祷告完以后呢，后来呢，他也跟另外一个 golden 哦，他们就跟他讲说，我们就也一起祷告呀。
So afterwards, he prayed with another man.
然后祷告完以后呢，他后来因为他的电话没有线没有断嘛，所以他们那边听得到他们在讲什么。所以他呢，就后来就讲就说好，他说现在先好了，他说主啊。神啊，你帮助我们啊！主耶稣啊，你帮助我们。好，我们现在去冲吧呀。
So finally he said that Lord will help me and let's roll it on.
所以呢，他们呢就这样讲说，他们去就他前面听到一些声音，然后后来那个飞机怎么样就掉下来了呀。
And afterwards they heard some kind of noise and then the plane crashed.
所以呢，美国觉得这个人是美国的英雄呀。
So Americans thought this is an American hero.
因为什么他是一个英雄啊？
Why he is a hero?
因为他把生命付上呀。
Because he paid his life.
因为呢，他去把那些绑那个飞机票绑飞机的人哈，那些人把他们跟他们打，然后怎么样哈，然后飞机就掉下来呀。
Because he fought with those kidnappers and caused the plane not to crash on.
所以这个人呢，真的是怎么样？真的是怎么样？他是信主的，他是认识主的，他是在 Wheaton College 毕业的呀。他是因为祷告神，因为求主帮助他，他因为把生命献上呀。
He is a believer and he is the one who knows God, and he is graduated from Wheaton College.
所以呢，可能呢，神呢不一定是要叫你这样做呀。
Maybe it's not God's will to have you do that.
可能神呢是像那个五饼二鱼的那个小孩子一样。
Maybe he will use you just like the little kids in the case of the five bread and two fishes.
他愿意把他的五饼二鱼奉献给主呀。
To give the bread and fish before the hand of the Lord.
所以呢，因为他的奉献呢，别人能够蒙福呀。
And because of this offering, that others can be blessed.
然后呢，我们可以看到哈，就是说这边有一个很特别的地方哈。就是说，不但我们蒙福呢，他说最后呢有个结局呀。
So not only that we will be blessed, but there's an ending here.
他说呢，第四节他说恶人并不是这样。
Verse 4 says that not so the wicked.
他说哪像糖饼被风吹散。
They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
他说因此第五节呀。
Verse 5 therefore.
他说因此当审判的时候。
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment.
所以他说呢，罪人呢在义人会中也是如此呀。
And nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
所以呢，他说，因为呢，耶和华知道义人的道路。
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous.
他说，恶人的道路呢，切必灭亡。
But the way of the wicked will perish.
他说呢，你知道吗？我们哈在这个人世里面呢，总是呢有开始有结束呀。
So there's always a beginning and ending in our life.
那我们总是呢希望呢有好的开始。有好的结束呀。
We always hope a good beginning and a good ending.
虽然有时候我们开始呢不是很好，可是我们总是愿望呢，最后呢还是有个好的结束。
Even though our beginning is not so good, we still hope we have a good ending.
那我想，很多人喜欢看电影呀。
I know that a lot of us love to see movies.
那你知道电影呢，就是有开始有结束呀。
And for a movie, there's a beginning and ending.
那有时候呢，开始呢不是很好呀。
And sometimes the beginning is not so good.
可是呢，有个好的结束呀。
But there's a good ending.
所以我们看了还蛮高兴的呀。
So afterwards we're happy.
那我们最难过就是说，一个人开始呢有好的开始呢，最后呢他的那个电影呢结束的时候是很悲惨的结束呀。
So sometimes the sadness is there's a good ending, but a bad, a good beginning and bad ending.
所以他说呢，那些人很可怜的人怎么样？就叫恶人呢，他们像糖饼被风吹散一样。
The pity here is that.The wicked are like chaff that the wind blows away.
那所谓唐比就说，这个人就是说，他就是没有生命在里面呀。
So, the chaff here represents they do not have life in it.
他跟树不一样，树有根，他没根呀。
It is different from a tree. Tree have life.
他人生活的没有什么目标呀。
And a chaff do not have a target, have a goal.
就人生活的没有什么价值呀。
And there's no value there.
然后呢，我们可以看到他说呢，这个义人呢完全不一样。
And the righteous are totally different.
他说义人是什么呀？因为耶和华知道义人的道路呀。
because the Lord watches over the way of righteous.
就说呢，原来呢，在我们人生里面，我们走到最后的阶段，我们觉得是一个有福人，就说凡是我所做的，耶和华都知道，耶和华都纪念呀。
Yeah, even though the last pass of our life, our Lord knows it.
所以呢，当我们有一天呢，站在神的面前，神，我们是无愧的呀。
So one day when we stand before our Lord, that we can have boldness.
他说：“你给我的时间没有像糖饼这样，像被风吹散。”
We can say that, Lord, the time that you give us, we do not waste it like chaff.
你给我的钱财没有浪费掉了，我有用在神你的国。
The fortune you give us, we do not waste it.
虽然我们可以看到，就是说我们有个愿望，就是说这个一个有福的人，就是说到他最后的时候呢，他说我没有走错路呀。
So our hope is.In the very last, we can see we didn't walk a wrong way.
Yeah, 所以我讲了就说今天的真的你要得福的、哦、就说第一呢你一定要弃绝罪啊。
So, to summarize today here, to be blessed, you need to reject things.
那你怎么弃绝罪你要接受耶稣呢成为你个人的救主他给你新的生命你可以弃绝这个罪啊。
How do you reject it? Receive Lord Jesus as your Savior to receive things.
然后呢不但这是
To reject things.
然后呢还有就是说我们需要呢读神的话语啊。
And second, you need to read the Word of God.
因为当你读神的话语呢，会产生很多的信心啊。
And because while doing that, it will generate faith in you.
然后呢，你不会只仰望那些呢不可靠的东西，你会仰望一个很可靠的神呀。
So you wouldn't put your faith on the unreliable things, but put your faith on the Lord.
然后呢，第三呢，如果你要有个有福的人呢，你应该把你的福呢分享给别人呀。
And the third, you need to share your blessings to others after you are blessed.
然后呢，他说你这样分享的话，他说神会把更多的福呢赏赐给你的。
And after you do that, the Lord will give you more and more blessings.
然后呢，最后当我们站在神的面前的时候呢，我们可以坦然无惧，神，我这一生呢没有浪费掉呀。
And in the end, we can stand before the Lord, and the Lord can praise us.
Yeah. 所以我们当我们看圣经的时候，我们看这节圣经的时候，我们就明白了，我们所认识的耶和华呢，是一个。非常喜欢赐福给我们的人。
And when we read these verses, that we know that our Lord are willing to bless us.
那可是呢，有时候常常有这样的问题哦。我们基督徒呢，常常得到福气呢，我们呢就软弱下来了。
But there's a lot of times after we are blessed, kind of we walk into weakness.
我们看到我们看到所罗门。
Well, we can see that Solomon as an example.
他得到神的祝福呀。
He got a lot of blessing from the Lord.
他开始慢慢离开神了呀。
But he turned away from the Lord. May our Lord bless us.
所以我们的福呢不是这个哦。
So that our blessing is not earthly fortune.
我们的福呢是这本圣经呀。
Our blessing is the Word.
我们一起祷告呀。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你是一个愿意赐福的主。
Because you are so willing to bless us.
主啊，我们多少时候想到福呢？就是我们能够拥有这个，可以拥有那个。
How many times we thought blessing is just our belongings?
可是当主啊，我们得到这些东西的时候，我们觉得人生还是很虚空。
But after we got these, we still feel the vanity of life.
我们还是觉得人生很无聊。
There's so much vanity in our life.
主啊，可是我们可以看到，从你的话里面，一个真正有福，一个真正快乐的人。
But from your words, we saw what a blessed life.
主啊，一个快乐人就说他能够拒绝罪恶。
A happy man is a man who can reject things.
主啊，一个人快乐人，主啊，他是能够读神的话语，天天常思想神的话语。
A happy man is a man to read the word of God and meditate upon it.
主啊，一个快乐人是怎样？他能够分享主的祝福呀。
A happy man is a man who shares the blessings.
主啊，一个祝福有快乐的人，主啊，他是因为有一天他能够坦然无惧站在神的面前。
A happy man is a man who knows he has a good ending.
所以主，你帮助我们。
So Lord help us.
因为只有追求你，只有认识你，只有跟随你的道路，才是个蒙福的人。
Because only the one who pursues you and follow after you is a blessed one.
你帮助我们，真的是越多读你的话语，我们的信心呢越坚强。
Help us that the more we read your words, the more we put our faith on you.
主啊，有时候我们会遇到困难。
Sometimes we have difficulties.
有时候我们信心会软弱下来。
Sometimes our faith are weak.
可是主啊，感谢你，因为你都是越帮助我们。
The Lord, we thank you that you are willing to help us.
在我们最困难的时候，你的祝福也领导我们。
And even in our most difficult times, your blessing can be upon us.
所以说啊，你再次坚定我们的信心。
Lord, may you just give us more faith.
所以说啊，也帮助我们主啊，当有一天我们啊与你面对面的时候。
So help us that so that one day when we stand before you face to face.
主啊，我们没有浪费你给我们的时光。
We can say that we didn't waste the time that you give us.
你所赐给我们的主啊，我们有好好的使用。
What you gave us, we used it appropriately.
主啊，我们可以说我们在你面前是一个又忠心又良善的仆人。
So we can say, you can say we are good and faithful servant.
主啊，不是我们自己能够做得到。
Not that we can do it by ourselves.
主啊，因为是借助你的话，你给我们这个能力能够做得到。
But by your word and power that we can do it.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.